Hundreds of students at Garfield High School in Seattle walked out of class yesterday to protest district cuts that would cost them a teacher. As KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports, half a dozen schools citywide stand to lose teachers midway through the quarter.
In true Garfield fashion, the school drumline provided a soundtrack as students amassed on the school stairs at 1:50 p.m. That represents the 150 students who could lose a class if a teacher is cut from the school. Students held signs reading, "Which 150?" and "Don't steal our teachers." Garfield senior Moshe Cox stood unflinching in a sudden rainstorm.
I feel like it's unfair. Like, you can't just leave 150 students without a credit for a whole class, you know?
But district officials say once the school year is underway, it's routine to move teachers from schools that turn out to have fewer students than expected to schools with too many students. By contract, the teachers selected to move typically have the least seniority. Cox says that worries him because his AP government teacher has only been working at the school for 1 year.
And I just switched to the school from Renton, so it's like if I drop that class, I won't be able to graduate because I don't have the requirement for it.
District officials couldn't say whether the proposed cut could endanger any students' on-time graduation. Earlier this school year, the PTA at Gatewood Elementary School in West Seattle raised $90,000 to keep a teacher from being moved from their school. District spokeswoman Stacy Howard says that's also an option at the half-dozen schools facing staffing cuts.
PTAs have long been allowed to raise funds for their needs, whether it's computers or staff. Raising funds for a teacher can be an anomaly. And in this case, we don't recommend it. We recommend it as a very final resort when there's nothing left. Because it's not their job. It shouldn't be their job. They shouldn't have to raise money for a teacher.
Howard says the district has gotten conflicting enrollment numbers from Garfield and is now reviewing the data before deciding whether to move a teacher. But she says that the other schools facing teacher cuts, principals have until the end of the week to decide which teacher will go. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.